You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. We're going to stay with recovery after disaster for a little while. Back in November, we brought you a series of reports from Puerto Rico looking at the island's recovery efforts after Hurricane Maria. Aside from persistent problems with power, public health, and people leaving the island, another crisis looms: housing. Since Maria, there's been a temporary moratorium on home foreclosures, but many of those agreements have expired or will soon. To explain the situation, we reached Ricardo Ramos Gonzalez in San Juan. He's a legal aid coordinator at the University of Puerto Rico's School of Law. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
After Hurricane Maria, what happened to abandoned properties and homes that had mortgages?
So those people who left to the States, already more than 200,000, many of them maybe will not come back, so they will be subject, if they don't continue to pay, to go through the judicial foreclosure process.
But there have been some moratoria on foreclosures, right, either through the federal government or through private banks. But I understand those are either expiring now or expiring soon. What happens then?
Okay, this is a situation. All loans that are FHA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac, the moratorium on foreclosures will end by the end of March. All those mortgages, which are in the bank portfolios, some of them they gave until December 31st. Some of them owned by investors in the U.S., hedge funds, speculators, etc. Those they didn't give any moratoria at all. But already clients are receiving letters from their banks, or those in courts are receiving motions from the lawyers asking for the process to continue. So the bomb is ticking, so it's going to be hard. Before Maria, there was a possibility or potential of more than 100,000 foreclosures in Puerto Rico. Like last year, 2016, there were 15 people that lost their homes every day. In 2017, it was up to 17 every day. So now, I don't know what's going to happen. So what we're trying to do is to see if we can get the extension of the moratorium. FHA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac, they can extend that to 12 months without any law whatsoever. And also, we're hoping that there is a local law that will start a moratorium for all banks for 12 months and, you know, let people recover themselves.
Now, during a moratorium on foreclosures, are people still racking up debt? Are they missing payments? Or in some cases, have the payments themselves been suspended?
Yeah, the problem was, or is, that some banks, that they gave you the three-month moratorium or forbearance on the payment, right? And then they ask you for the whole 3 months at one lump sum, plus the current month. And the rules for each bank, they change. We don't have a uniformity on this.
I wonder if you could talk about the potential impact on Puerto Rican banks. Obviously, there's some big multinational banks that are involved, and you mentioned FHA loans. But small banks that maybe can't afford to cut their losses here, I imagine their deposits are down as fewer people are working and saving.
Yes, that's true. But in terms of mortgages, after the Great Recession, banks have sold to investors 70% of their portfolio. They would not have a great harm of having a few months of people not paying and not foreclosing.
So you coordinate a legal aid clinic. What kind of legal options do people have?
Usual bargaining with the bank. But if you don't have any income, I mean, there's not much bargaining you can do, right? I mean, just imagine this like a war zone or economic war, where a lot of people lost their jobs, 40% still without power, thousands of small businesses have closed. I mean, it's a disaster. So you cannot deal with this like usual business.
What do you think it will take to get the housing market in Puerto Rico even close to stable again?
Well, that's difficult to say, because the main problem we have here is that only 39 to 40% of the population is in the workforce. So in order for that to happen, you need to revitalize the economy. And in the situation where right now, like a colony of the U.S., it's almost impossible because we cannot do any kind of transactions or treaties with any other country. Everything has to go through the U.S., so we're tied up.
Ricardo Ramos Gonzalez is legal aid clinic coordinator at the University of Puerto Rico School of Law. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me.